This is very exciting. Theater, you used to think back in the day, theater was so stuffy. You had to put on a monocle and spats and a top hat, and you went to the theater. And now you can go to the theater and see pretty much anything you want. There's something for everybody. And a wonderful show that's in Chicago now for the third run in 4 years is the Q Brothers Christmas Carol, which is playing now through Sunday at the Chicago's Shakespeare Theater. And one of the creators, the director, and the man who plays Scrooge, he wears many hats. GQ is in the studio with me. Thanks for coming in. I hope you had a wonderful Christmas.
Thank you for having me, Brian. This is awesome. I had a beautiful Christmas, a blessed Christmas with plenty of family and friends in Chicago. So it was quite a gift. Thank you.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. And now you're back to work tonight. You got a show at the Chicago Shakespeare Theater with the Q Brothers Christmas Carol. Now, a lot of people will say, "Oh, what kind of show is it? Is it a traditional Christmas Carol?" It couldn't be further from the traditional Christmas Carol, right?
Couldn't be further from it in the sense of the traditional way it's done, but in the sense of the story being told. We pride ourselves on staying really close to the essence of the story told. In the same way that we retell Shakespeare, we retell Dickens, and we feel that it's a timeless classic story for a reason. Mm-hmm. And you know, we can look at it through our lens and have our spin on it, but it is effective because of our let's say our respect for the original tale, you know.
So you've got the source material, and then for those not familiar with your work, what's the spin that you guys put on it that's different?
Good question. So ours is an 80-minute nonstop hip-hop musical version of Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol, with a DJ spinning all the beats and four actors playing 20 plus characters between us all.
That's amazing. So you play Scrooge.
I do not play Scrooge.
I was going to say Scrooge has to be Scrooge.
I do play multiple characters in the sense that I play, unlike other versions, I play old Scrooge and young Scrooge.
Okay.
So we have like a little like Wonder Woman twist around instant where I pop in between old Scrooge and young Scrooge, which is really fun to do, actually.
Now, when people hear, "Oh, it's a hip hop musical," immediately a lot of people go, "Oh, I know hip hop musicals. I saw Hamilton."
Sure.
That's good, right? For everybody, for you guys at Q Brothers, Hamilton, for everybody to see now, hey, there's different ways you can take traditional theater stories and bring them into current time.
Exactly. Yeah. It's just good for all of us in the sense that hip hop is now, there's been a shift in the public perception in the way that people see hip hop as an accessible form within the theater, even though historically we obviously believe it's been accessible for a long time, and we've been doing it for 20 years. I mean, we were off Broadway doing Shakespeare's Comedy of Errors as the Bomedy of Errors in 1999-2000. So started that in 98 when I was graduating from Tisch School of the Arts at NYU, when Lin-Manuel was growing up in New York.
You go. So how does that happen? You're going to Tisch School, you're obviously into the arts. What made you say, you know what, I need to take these plays that I've studied and I need to turn them around?
So, you know, I guess the original impetus, I believe that what we do now is greater than my own idea or myself or anything I really could have started on my own. It was, the impetus was to mix. I was rapping on the streets of New York at the same time I was going to conservatory acting training at Experimental Theater Wing at Tisch School of the Arts. So I felt after my final 2 years of school, which were my only 2 years at Tisch, that I wanted to do an independent project that mixed hip hop and theater, because they were both art forms that I was really into at the time and that have now shaped my entire professional trajectory. But So I got some guys together who were in my studio who I knew really loved hip hop, and a couple of them also rapped, but like more just for fun at parties when they were feeling kind of loose. and so we had 5 weeks to create a piece that was merging hip hop and theater, and it was supposed to be, the original theme was like what it means to be a boy, because I had these friends who were guys, and we call each other, "Yo, that's my boy," you know,
yeah,
we're boys, we're going out as boys, whatever it is. And it was a time in my life, I was probably, you know, 19, 20 years old or something. And I was thinking, well, you know, I guess I'm kind of not really a boy anymore. I'm supposed to be becoming a man,
right.
But I'm calling on my friends boys. Like, how does this work? And, you know, it's a hip hop term.
Yeah.
So I wanted to explore the theme. And I also felt very attached to stories from my childhood and what it meant to grow up on playgrounds and ride bikes with crews of boys through Chicago and throw rocks at stuff that you weren't supposed to, and you know, and in a generally fun, loving kind of way. But so all that to say that we had 5 weeks to create this independent project.
It doesn't sound
like
a lot of time.
Not a lot of time. 2 weeks deep, we only had about 2 pages of like poetic rhyming material. And one of my friends, who's a year younger than me, he's like, dude, I don't think we're going to have in 3 weeks what you want to have. So we got to, I think you should consider adapting something that already exists.
There you go.
So we threw out, you know, Kafka, Dickens, we threw out Shakespeare. Shakespeare had always been something that I had pretty serious issues with. I grew up not being a great reader. I had a lot of challenges with reading comprehension. And so
that's the hardest stuff to read. Reading Shakespeare is unbelievably difficult. I don't care how good a reader you are.
Yes, right? You can be an expert reader and still have real challenges with it.
It's torture.
So coming from it as from a point where I was definitely not an expert reader and far from it, it was extra torturous for me. So I finally, this was around the same year when I was at the Experimental Theater Wing, I was cast in a traditional, in a Shakespeare play that it was not done traditionally, but the text was the original text. And and I finally, through the Experimental Theater Wing and the rehearsals we did, I did exercises that sometimes took hours with two lines of dialogue, and it informed I had a breakthrough, and I realized that Shakespeare was a musical form of poetic storytelling.
Okay.
And it wasn't meant, I figured this out later, not that I figured it out, because people have obviously figured it out, but it dawned on me much later as we were translating it, and as I was made aware by others of how things were at the time Shakespeare was actually writing and performing this stuff with his troops, that it wasn't, there weren't, you know, his play wasn't published for the general public. Like, if you had a copy of a written copy of his play, like, you were pretty rich, or like someone gave it to you as a gift from the author, or, you know, maybe it was in a library or something.
Yeah.
But it wasn't, you know, people didn't sit around reading it and go, oh, have you read this play?
Right.
This play?
Right.
They would say, have you seen this one? Have you seen this one? And anyone who's ever seen Shakespeare and also read it and seen it done well knows that, oh, okay, this is not
completely different.
It's not meant to be. I mean, sure, it's cool in an educational, scientific kind of technical way to tear apart the text, but it's not meant to be. It's meant to be seen and listened to
and enjoyed that way.
Yeah.
GQ is with me. He's a creator, director, and he plays Scrooge in the Q Brothers Christmas Carol, which is now going on now through Sunday, through December 31st at the Chicago Shakespeare Theater. A few tickets still remain, not too many. So if you want to see this show, go to ChicagoShakes.com. Listen, I'm having a fascinating conversation in here with GQ, who is the creator, director, and stars as Scrooge in the Q Brothers Christmas Carol, which is going on right now through Sunday at the Chicago Shakespeare Theater. You can go to ChicagoShakes.com to get tickets. Not too many left. This is exciting because I mentioned at the beginning, and you told me this is the third run in 4 years. And now you're in this new venue at the Chicago Shakespeare Theater, bigger capacity. The show's selling out all the time. That's got to be so fulfilling for an artist.
It's amazing, man. It's such a blessing to you know, to have also grown up here in Chicago and have spent my training years in New York City and my first professional jobs coming out of there. I then spent 10 years in Los Angeles doing movies and TV and you know, all kinds of different gigs and having a rap group in Chicago and coming back here to do theater. It's the best theater town it's the best theater city in the country.
I was going to ask, now you've been in LA, you've been in New York, obviously. Theater has exploded. It's always been good, a good theater scene, but it seems to have gotten exponentially bigger, more quality shows, more small theaters that are doing really good work.
That's it. You know, it's like per capita, I mean, it wipes any other city off the map when it comes to quality of what you see and percentage of hitting something really quality, no matter what theater you go to.
What do you attribute that to? Is it the people who, is there a different mentality of artists who either are born and raised here or move here from somewhere else that creates this kind of theater? It just can't be luck.
No, it's not. It's not luck at all. And I mean, I think it has a lot. It's a lot to do with the, like the humility of the culture of the city itself. This is the least pretentious city, you know, big city. So if you look at like huge metropolitan hubs, I'm thinking Los Angeles, Chicago, New York are the ones that I know, and that are at the top of anybody's list who's looking from the world in terms of you know, things, places to go where things are happening. So things are less hyped up here. Like if you hear something is awesome, you know, chances are when you go to it's going to be awesome. If you're in a place where the marketing is, where the whole pool is flooded with a zillion posters and claims that this is
everything
the major,
is it.
Everything is it. It's like, how can you possibly go? How can everything possibly be that amazing? Like, it can't be. But and you know, and I'm kind of speaking pretty ignorantly, and I mean, in terms of like a science, but in terms of experience, I've spent a lot of time in New York. I think there's amazing stuff happening there, and I'm not even. I don't think you can really compare. I feel like I'm pegged sometimes, or I'm pushed to peg the cities and compare them.
Right.
L.A. You know, you might have a great limited run for 6 to 8 weeks, but it's not a theater town. People
right. It's
going
not.
To
it's
see
movie
theater.
And TV town. Yeah, that's the industry,
which is great. I love that there. You know, it's mostly people would probably have qualms with me saying what I'm saying, and if they have those qualms, they are New York centric. And
there you go.
And they'll say, you know, you can't say that. You're the second city, and you know, I'm also the second child in my family, and I'm probably the best in that mix as well.
Wow,
so.
Sounds like my brother says that too. So, how long did it take to create the Q Brothers Christmas Carol? Because you have, as you said, great timeless source material.
Yeah, for sure. So my brother JQ, my brothers from Other Mothers, Postel Pringle and Jackson Doran all sat down to put the pen to paper 6 years ago, and I'd say it took us, and this is based on some development money from D-Case and the city of Chicago, and they you know, and Michelle Boone at the time, who was running that division of the city, gave us some money and some space to just work on the piece. And I'd say like over 9 months, we created the first draft, which we read out loud for invited public at the Pritzker Pavilion. And then the following year, it was picked up and produced by Chicago Shakespeare Theater.
Nice.
They supplied us with more development money and time to get it to a production-ready place. We presented a workshop of it that was not a fully produced version, and we saw how it went, and it went really well, and we saw where we needed to make changes, so we made changes and then produced it. They produced it, you know, publicly, officially the following year, and then every year we've made tweaks and changes. Even this year, we moved the production into the yard, which is a brand new space at Chicago Shakespeare Theater that they've spent like 3 years building, and you know, $50 million developing or something like
that.
Yeah, it's incredible. The state of the art space that we couldn't be happier to be in. It's a transformable space that can, it's nine towers that can be shifted around to fit anywhere between 150 and 850 seats.
That's amazing.
It's incredible. And so our configuration seats 370.
Okay. And you're selling out all the time.
We're selling out all the time. And previous incarnations, we were in the upstairs 6th floor theater, and it was only 185 seats. So we have more than doubled our capacity, and there's obviously a big demand for it in Chicago. And yeah. So this is where I was going with this, I think, with this bringing up the other cities, is everyone's like, okay, you're going to move it, you're going to expand it. And of course, we want this to be in London. We want it to be on Broadway. We want it to be in LA. We want it to be in Japan. We want it to be in Poland and Germany, everywhere. And eventually, I do believe it will be everywhere, because this is... there is nothing like this in the whole world. And we're talking to people about putting it on in London in 2019. We're talking to people about next year if we can expand it into multi-cities. But my brother and I, JQ, were just talking the other day, and we're like, you know, Chicago is our home. There's a huge, like, people are coming back with groups of 17 and 23 and saying, this is now our annual tradition. This is the third time we've seen it. Some people are coming three times in one season. And so we're like, it wouldn't really make sense for us yet to go bounce and do it somewhere else if what
we've
proven...
Yeah, it's not like you're playing to empty houses.
We're not playing empty houses.
You've got the crowds.
And we've more than doubled our capacity in a brand new theater. So it's like... and it's a transformable space. Next year, we can make it 500
seats. Even
bigger,
yeah.
And we can go up, push it till it's 850 if we want. And then we feel like the other cities will come to us. Like,
of course.
We don't want to be like running around trying to sell ourselves when we know we're in a place that home grows some of the best art in the world. And so why not embrace that, show our public who's lifted us up here that we love them and that we want to be here for them. And then, you know, when the demand is there,
then you can go.
Yeah.
Well, we only have a few days left. The Q Brothers Christmas Carol runs through December 31st at the Chicago Shakespeare Theater. Go to chicagoshakes.com. Few tickets left, not too many. GQ, it was a pleasure. You've got a show tonight at 7:30. Break a leg. This and continued success. This is a great story.
Thank you, and you as well. And if you guys could all follow us, Q Brothers 1 on Twitter or Q Brothers on Facebook, we'll be announcing some other projects we're doing soon in the city.
Perfect. Very good. Thank